Cult Posse.
Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
Friends, today I file the necessary papers to become candidate for President of the United States.
Hello, I'm Mike Huckabee, and I appreciate your taking the time to hear my message. In January, I made the decision to form a presidential exploratory committee.
I'm John Edwards, and I'm in the Upper Ninth Ward of New Orleans, where tomorrow morning from this place, I'll announce that I'm a candidate for President of the United States.
Today, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
Republican Congressman Ron Paul of Texas announced that he is forming a presidential exploratory committee, and he joins us now from Houston.
So these are the 12 commitments that we're making to the American people, how America can grow, how America can get stronger.
With family and friends present here this evening, to tell you formally in my home state, in front of my own family and friends, that I'm a Democratic candidate for president.
Hello, this is Governor Bill Richards. Today I'm announcing the formation of a presidential campaign exploratory committee.
It's been said that a person is defined by what he loves and by what he believes and by what he dreams. I love America, and I believe in the people of America.
I'm running for president, and I'm in it to win it.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for president of the United States of America.
You're on, Mr. Popular.
For the last time, I'm not running for president.
What about Mosley?
Girls.
Connolly?
Boys.
McMaster.
Big boys.
This isn't a circus. It's a presidential election.
See, already you're sounding like a campaign manager.
We'd like you to run for president.
Of what?
The United States.
Of what?
Of America.
Which America?
North!
Put a black man on the team that'll really roll in those votes. That's why there are so many black men running the country.
If you work two jobs, and at the end of the week, you got just enough money to get your broke ass home, let me hear you say, that ain't right.
You think he's got the cojones to run him?
You know, I don't know Ozio well enough to judge his cojones.
They're big, but they're glass.
People seem to like me because I am polite, and I'm rarely late. I like to eat ice cream, and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks.
It's hard to remember how the whole thing started, the whole election mess.
Hey, look, balloons!
Sir, we really should debate.
I want a debate over issues and an argument over ideas, and I will stand on my record, and I won't let that Arkansas governor run away from his record either.
It's your own fault because you're so wishy-washy.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Tell me, what do you think of the traffic problem? What do you think of the marriage problem? What do you think of at night when you go to bed, you beast?
You want to get to the point, mister. Now, what is it? What are you trying to tell us?
If you have any poo, fling it now.
You just called me a redneck, which I'm proud to say I am, and you Hotchkiss are a honky. You just look black, and it's the best part of you. Let you intimidate the pale face, especially lib labs.
Spare me the women's lib crap, okay?
Your intolerance infuriates me.
It's pig discrimination, I tell you.
Goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of bonds.
This is a new economic era.
And yet who are we shoring the economy up for? Your bond-holding fat cats?
No, it's not just the bondholders, Governor Nelson. Ordinary men and women will benefit as well.
What, if anything, are you against?
It's time to ask yourself what you believe.
We are citizens of an American nation, and our rights are being threatened by a tyrant 3,000 miles away.
The issue here isn't patriotism. You can demonstrate all you want here at home.
I believe they set aside their law as and when they wish. All they have over us then is tyranny, and I will not live under that yoke.
What do you have against capitalism?
You're a miserable parasite. You're just after my money.
You call that a tax cut? I've seen haircuts more drastic.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
We must head to a place where overweight, middle-aged people go to party and throw away money.
Capitol Hill?
But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
because this is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Every so often Rumsfeld comes out and goes, something awful's going to happen.
What is it, the Central Intuitive Agency now? Are you working with Miss Cleo?
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag.
Been there, done that, my friend.
Politically incorrect.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
Excuse me for a minute, please.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
No question, Saddam Hussein did not order the attacks.
I did not.
Saddam Hussein was viewed as a threat.
Have.
By the Congress, by the United Nations, and by the United States administration.
Sexual relations with that woman.
He was a state sponsor of terror.
Miss Lewinsky.
He had used weapons of mass destruction. He had invaded his neighbors.
I never told anybody to lie.
The decision was the right decision.
Not a single time. Never.
Will this country and our coalition partners have the will?
These allegations are false.
To support this new government, a democracy in the heart of the Middle East.
And I need to go back to work for the American people.
Oh, it's been some lazy for you, Ludwig Crosby.
Jackie's done some pretty stupid things in his life. He's poked his pecker in some sorry trash bins.
So that afternoon in the locker room, I started answering some of the boys' questions.
Please let me apologize to my family, friends, and staff, and fellow Idahoans.
I gotta pee!
Me too!
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
There it is, Dad! Oh, here, give me a kiss.
I chose to plead guilty to a lesser charge in hopes of making it go away.
I tried pushing it in and shoving it in.
Let me be clear.
Nip it in the bud.
I am not gay.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
I never have been gay.
Are you darling?
Yes, I'm gay.
Oh, hurrah!
You came into my life, and my world never looked so bright.
That was great politics.
It's true. You bring out the best in me when you are around. When you are around.
Today, I'm officially announcing my withdrawal as a candidate.
I'm withdrawing from the presidential race.
It's time for me to step aside.
Well, I ended it, even though I felt I had an impact.
I hate to lose. I feel I have to now stand aside.
Another one bites the dust.
New Hampshire tonight has made Bill Clinton the comeback kid.
Don't let anyone tell you that America is second rate, especially somebody running for president.
I still believe.
We're afraid that we might get another lawyer as president.
Everybody got an opinion. This is just the most American thing you can do.
Our days might not be any longer, but they can sure be better.
Our job is to make it clean, because if it's clean, we win, because our ideas are better.
And after everyone's registered, who will they vote for? In the end, Henry, who can do this better than me?
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
And vote for me.
See, it doesn't add up. There were 801 ballots, but 803 people voted. Well, there must be two votes missing. Check the register.
Now I'm actually present, and I laugh like a monkey.
I'm going to be sick.
Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd president of the United States.
But one person assured of victory kind of undermines the whole idea of democracy, don't you think?
Bring your bike the next time you come to Minnesota.
Vote.
I don't know. What?
Vote. Vote. Vote.
I want to vote.
Don't die.
Vote trivia in 08.
What?
KBSC's 29th Annual Trivia Marathon.
It's time to cast your vote.
Welcome to Precinct 88.1.
Precinct 88.1.
The choice is yours.
The polls are now open.
Our polls are rising.
Get ready for 50 hours of nonstop suffrage.
Suffrage.
St. Cloud.
Vote or die.
You're listening to KBSC.
Yeah, delicious corn.
I've got the